Welcome to Seeking Refuge News. In today's episode, we will be calling attention to the blockage of a deportation law originating in Texas, titled Senate Bill 4, also referred to as SB 4. In a vote of 6-3, the Supreme Court validated a Texas law signed by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, in December, enabling police to arrest and detain people they suspected of crossing the border illegally. Later this past week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated an injunction that blocked that law. To specify the capacities of the law, SB 4 authorizes law enforcement to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally and charge them with a misdemeanor on the first offense or detain them for up to 6 months in jail on a crime of illegal entry. The law also allows for the possibility of ordering migrants to return to Mexico or face prosecution if they don't agree to return. Should a migrant re-enter the United States following their deportation due to SB 4, they could face felony charges and a 10 to 20-year sentence. Another crucial component of the law is that it enables and often requires judges that lack knowledge of immigration law to order the deportation of these individuals. In response to the law, Mexico has publicly stated that they would not accept any individuals deported from the United States through SB 4, as it leads to, quote, encouraging the separation of families, discrimination, and racial profiling that violate the human rights of the migrant community, end quote. When discussing the constitutionality of SB 4, the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson, Luis Miranda, claimed that they lack authority in assisting Texas with the enforcement. In reference to this, Miranda states that, quote, immigration is within the exclusive purview of the federal government, end quote. With the enactment of this law, states across the country could legally institute their own unique laws in reference to immigration, an act that is inherently unconstitutional. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, Texas statute would, quote, harm black and brown people regardless of their immigration status, end quote, because of the wave of law enforcement action the new legislation would likely unleash. They argued that families and individuals throughout Texas would suffer grievous harm, as they would be separated from loved ones and denied the humanitarian protections provided by federal law. It is also important to note the negative portrayal of people of color as individuals that belong to another country, or simply do not belong to the United States. This increases the stigmatizations of POCs and leads to further prejudice based solely on the appearance of an individual. This is referenced by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, one of the three liberal justices opposing the law, when she claimed that it, quote, invites further chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement, end quote. In addition to this verbal distress, there have been several protests, predominantly in Texas, the most notable of these being in Austin, right outside the state capitol. This specific occurrence possessed hundreds of protesters and displayed a celebration of Hispanic culture. Although SB 4 is not currently in effect, it is still actively being discussed by political officials across the country. While it is currently blocked, the Fifth Circuit has scheduled later hearings, one of these being on April 3rd, to discuss the constitutionality of SB 4. This has been Shireen Carr, and thank you so much for listening to Seeking Refuge News.